I am the American Dream. I came here from Vietnam in 1969. I've lived in Spokane for the last 42 years.
That's Matthew Howes speaking during a recent debate at KSPS Public Television. Now Howes is a finalist for a Spokane City Council seat in the Northwest District. He owns Adello's Pizza in the Indian Trail neighborhood. In his campaign literature, Howes says he feels underrepresented by the current city council. He thinks that body is tipped too far in favor of progressives, but he likes David Condon, the man occupying the mayor's office.
I think that he's done a fantastic job. I want to make sure that, what we try to do is with a city council that's a little bit more balanced so that he can get more of the jobs that he's looking to do to get done.
During this year's campaign, critics have made an issue of the amount of energy the council is expending on issues they view as out of the council's purview, such as resolutions that deal with climate change. Howes agrees with them.
If I'm elected, if I'm hired by the people, I want to make sure that they have a voice, that they are the ones that are making the decisions, such as the Monroe Street project. I'm hearing over and over again what a waste of money that is, what a waste of time it is.
Howes doesn't fully agree the Monroe Street project is a waste of time.
Monroe Street definitely needs some attention. I'm not disputing that. No one does. We definitely need to maybe beautify it and make it safer.
But narrowing the street significantly doesn't do it, he says.
Mike Fagan brought up a great resolution to, instead of going from 5 lanes to 3 lanes, a 4-lane option, I think is something that needs to be looked into rather than the city council just telling him that, nope, we're not interested in that and just moving on to do a 3-lane road.
With the city's expected growth over the next several years, he says, the council should not be lessening Monroe's ability to handle more traffic. He says business owners along the arterial who are threatening legal action should be taken seriously. When asked about his top priority, Howes says it's to put more cops on the streets.
The people have spoken for the last 4 years and are tired of police officers not having the resources that they need.
And fixing streets are the second priority.
We're heading into our winter season again, snow plowing. People are very concerned about that, and most of the roads still are not being repaired. So people want to know, what can we look forward to for next year?
As for Proposition 2, the rail car initiative aimed at stopping the transportation of uncovered coal and some oil trains through Spokane, Howes opposes it. Like many others, he believes it would be challenged in court.
The federal government owns this land and the railroads. I think that we need to be better for our citizens here in Spokane, concentrate on things that are far more important, such as road repair, police officers, things like that, that right now we don't have the time to be wasting on this Prop 2.
Matthew Howes is challenging Candace Mumm for her seat on the Spokane City Council in the Northwest District. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.